This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, visiting on the phone lines now with Salmon Savage's head football coach, Ken Miner. Coach Miner, thank you so much for taking some time with me today. Coach, you're entering season number 11 as head coach in Salmon. You're coming off of a 4-5 record that took you to the first round of the state playoffs. You've got a few new faces on your squad this year. First of all, how's fall camp been thus far, and what's the atmosphere been like?
Well, we've been actually pretty excited. You know, we lost a lot of great seniors, and you know, obviously Jed Tibbetts, our leader for 4 years. But our numbers are pretty good, and the kids are enthusiastic. We've got a really good freshman group coming in, so we're excited about them. And overall, it's been real positive.
You mentioned Jed Tibbetts not being there for the first time since 2009. Who do you have replacing him, and what's the learning curve been like in learning and running the offense?
Well, you know, Brett Cole is going to be our quarterback. He's a junior. He ran the JV squad last year, did a great job for us. He's come a long ways. We've worked hard over the summer in the weight room and just working on different things. And, you know, I appreciate Brett for the willingness to step into some pretty large shoes to fill. And I think he's excited about the opportunity, and we'll kind of see. I don't know if we'll be the same team we've been over the years as far as throwing the ball as much, but Brett has his own style of some different things. He's a good runner, and he throws the ball pretty well. So we're just excited to give him the opportunity.
Chatting with Salmon Savage's head coach, Ken Miner. Coach, what are some of your key players on offense this year, and what should we expect from them?
Well, ultimately, you know, Brett Cole is going to be our quarterback. We do return a pretty good group of wide receivers, even though we won't be throwing the ball as much. Billy Torgerson's a senior. He played for us quite a bit. Quentin Hildreth will move to our tight end. He was a second-team all-conference defensive end, but I think he was in one of the top areas in sacks. But he'll move to tight end, and then Zach Miner as a second-team all-conference wide receiver from last year. He's our only returning starter on the offensive side at wide receiver. So, those kids will do some good things for us in the passing game as well as in the blocking game and our running game. On the running side of things, it's kind of a wide-open spot right now. We really don't have anybody that stepped up to take over the running back duties yet, so it's kind of we're going to slug it out a little more here in camp and see who wins that spot. So don't really even have any names to give you on that one.
That's okay. I'm sure you'll get that sorted out here in just a little bit, like you mentioned, in fall camp. Flipping to the defensive side of the ball now, what aspects are you looking to improve on from last season?
Well, ultimately, our secondary needs to improve. We struggled in covering the pass a little bit last year, gave up some big plays, and we have to kind of nip that in the bud. We're excited about our defensive front. I think that'll probably, once again, be the strength of our team. We were pretty solid there last year. We got a pretty young linebacking core, and they're going to have to grow up pretty quick. But overall, obviously we got to stop the run first, but hopefully we're a little bit better defending against the pass.
Who are you looking for to be a leader on the defensive side of the football, or who is the leader as of right now?
Well, ultimately, Quentin Hildreth, he's returning defensive end for us last year. He's a real quiet leader on the team. I think he's going to do some good things. Linebacking core-wise, Garrett Jarnikin was a second-team all-conference kid who played inside for us. He's a pretty good rah-rah guy, and he's got a lot of fire there. On the back end, Zach Miner should be pretty solid at safety for us. So,
Coach, on your squad this year, who do you believe is poised for a breakout season?
I think Quentin Hildreth is going to do quite well for us. He's like I said, he's an all-conference defensive end, and he's about 6'3", and he's about 185 and runs real well. I think he's going to do real well. Dallas Darren could be real solid at the running back for us. He could have that breakout year, but there again, he's fighting for a job with a couple other kids that have really stepped their game up too. So Zach Miner should have a pretty good year at the wide receiver spot. So, if this all comes together and Brett gets a little time to do the things we need to do, hopefully we'll be pretty balanced.
Visiting with Salmon Savage's head coach, Ken Miner. Coach, if there's an X factor that will sway the success of your team one way or the other this year, what is it and why?
Staying healthy. It's been the issue at Salmon for many, many years. Our numbers are always solid, but we just don't always have a lot of depth. And if we can stay healthy, then I think we'll be competitive. And we're excited about that. We've got a real solid group. North Fremont's going to be real good in our conference. And Perth is, perennial conference champ. And they've been kind of beating up everybody the last few years. So if we can just be competitive and have a chance at the end, that's all we can ask for.
Now, for those who are not necessarily familiar with Salmon Savages football or just in general the athletic program at Salmon High School, you guys are located way out of the way in District 6, and you have a lot of traveling you have to do each and every week. But it seems like you guys are just kind of accustomed to that at this point. Am I right?
Yeah, we're professional travelers, that's for sure. Our kids don't mind getting on the bus. We actually, you know, we travel well. Our fans travel well, and that's one of the beauties of where we live and the community that we have. They travel so well. Yeah, the travel is not as big an issue for us as it is for other teams having to come to us.
Final question for you, Coach. What are you the most excited about for the upcoming season?
Well, I'm just excited to kind of start a new chapter. I mean, like I said, we had Jed Tibbetts, a four-year starter, an all-state quarterback, and then just a tremendous kid and tremendous leader. But kind of take on a new identity with these new kids and see what they can bring. I think, you know, we have some decent talent, and it's just a matter of how it all comes together. We just need some kids to really just step up and make some things happen. So that's real exciting, just to kind of put their name on a team that, you know, hasn't to just develop their own name, basically.
Coach Miner, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Good luck to you and to your Salmon Savages football team this year.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. That's Salmon Savages head football coach, Ken Miner. You can get updated scores, schedules, standings, and power rankings for all Salmon High School athletics on idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.